We have another one from Chantal Hart. She asks, I am a filmmaker and I use SL to make animations machinima for children's books and TV. The old TOS, all we needed to do was have the rights and writing from all the creators of the objects, including avatars in the film, would be my property to sell and use as I saw it. Can you tell me, how does the new TOS affect me now? Do I still have the same rights, or are my rights compromised by Linden Lab claiming rights on my copyright property?
Actually, Juris may be able to answer that even better than I could.
She has a quick response to your last statement. It's also a question, see Moberg agenda, whether uploading content without the ability to download that content in-world is publication.
True. And Yes.
I sent her this other question, it's a long question, so she's reviewing it. But go ahead and answer that if you can.
I think Juris is going to have a better answer than I will, but I don't think that the Machinima license has changed. I looked at the Machinima license yesterday, and its text is still the same, so they haven't actually changed it, but I don't know if, the new TOS affects it. So the real question, I think, is one that I raised with Tim earlier. I would argue that Linden Lab has absolutely no claim over anything that you make here, but that's what I would argue. And the real question is, are they going to argue back? And I think I really want to hear what Juris has to say.
Yeah, I don't have any clients that make films in Second Life, so I have not studied the issue. I'm not sure how this really would have an impact offhand, but it's quite possible that it would. I just don't know.
There is
Chantal,
definitely
I would
reason.
Say that you completely own the rights. That's what I would say. But,
there is definitely reason to be concerned. There are new claims to your content under the revised terms. I don't believe they are valid assertions to your content, but I can't ignore that there are rights being claimed on their side.
I totally agree. This is what Tim and I were talking about with the exploit in any manner or any portion, all or any portion of your user content and derivative works thereof. This is what we were just talking about earlier today. I don't believe they are valid. I agree with Juris.
Even the definition of content is not the same under these new terms.
Janoria Corvin asks, what if we are located in a completely different country, such as Australia? What are the constraints and limitations and the effects of agreeing to a U.S. and California state law if we are in said places outside of the U.S. and California?
Well, so under the terms of service, any terms of service, any online terms of service will have a jurisdiction section, and usually you'll just scroll down to the end to see what it is. And it'll tell you which law governs the contract. And so for Second Life, it is U.S. and California law that governs the contract. And so even if you are in Australia or Croatia or the U.K. and you have a dispute, regardless of what court you go to, if you go to an Australian court, they're going to use U.S. law to decide the case. They're going to use California law to decide the case.
That's the idea, but other courts may have jurisdiction depending on the nature of the claim asserted.
Yeah, I mean, what law governs and what court has jurisdiction, it's not black and white. I think it's more likely than not it would be U.S. and California law, but there's copyright laws in other countries that protect their citizens differently than the U.S. copyright law protects ours. I mean, that's existed for a very long time as a problem. And even if there are international treaties that are supposed to govern all of it the same, I can assure you that France's copyright laws are somewhat different than U.S. And are, other places look at this differently. I don't know how that would come out. I don't know of a case offhand that I could say would predict the outcome for that. But it is something you argue, I would think, along with everything else, particularly if you're in a place that's more favorable. I think you take your chances in some ways because you're using a system that's based in the United States. and it's based in California, that it's more likely that it would be governed by our law and California law for the contract part. But
yeah, okay. Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's, you know, you argue whatever you've got.
For example, those asserting copyright infringement may be able to bring those claims outside of California if their rights are affected and have decisions regarding that content enforced in the U.S. Agenda, what about the Canadian Skins copyright infringement case?
I can't answer any questions about that.
This is a two for one because they are related. Theody asks, what are our realistic, effective ways to make a case to Linden Lab? And Toy Soldier Thor adds, if I, as a creator, wanted to reject the recent TOS, how could I remove the lab's rights to the TOS I refuse to agree to?
Those are two different questions. If you wanted to reject the recent TOS, you shouldn't have agreed to it. Your options now are to mitigate the damage. The realistic effective ways to make a case to Linden Lab are to work together with some of the groups that are trying to make a case to Linden Lab, and there are several. I think UCCSL is probably a really good group to work with. I know that they are trying to gather as many people as they can to present a united front, and I know there are a few others. That's where I would suggest going right now.
So in answer to Theody and Thor's question, Juris can help you. Let me read that. It says, send Juris an email and we'll write them a notice. So that's how you begin that process. And I'm going to put all that in local, so you'll have her email address.
Yeah, I guess the other part, I think you have a point, which is that you got to log in. Let's just say, you had 10,000 items in your inventory, and then they changed the terms of service. You can't log back in until you accept the terms of service. So I guess if you did that, and then you logged in and you deleted all of your stuff, that maybe you have a different argument than if you use it for a while afterwards and then suddenly have a realization that, oh wait, I shouldn't have accepted that because I think they're bad terms for me. I guess the other part, even today, I don't know what Section 2.6 said previously, which is the, when you delete, you terminate your license with Linden Lab with certain limitations. I don't know if the limitations were different offhand on the old terms of service. I guess a mitigation would be you would remove all your stuff that you've got in your inventory and close your account. I don't know if that solves it. I guess it would limit what they could do at that point with your stuff to whatever they claim under Section 2.6. But I don't know. Agenda, was there an older version of 2.6 that's different than this? It seems logical that anything you'd sold or transferred to anybody else, that your license to them can't be terminated at will.
It wasn't 2.6. It was Section 7 before that, and it changed very drastically with this new terms of service. It was a very significant change. Sweet Valentine just gave you a...
Let me look.
An older link. And I can tell you that there are plenty of cases where there was a case for Instagram just this year where there was a class action of people that didn't want to agree to Instagram's new terms of service and sued, but all of them, or at least all of the representative members of the class, had logged on and accepted the new terms of service and continued to use Instagram. And so the judge threw the case out and they lost because they had continued to use the service. So accepting the terms of service and continuing to use it weakened their position to the point that they couldn't assert their rights.
How long did they use it? Do you know?
At least a month.
Yeah, so it's a relatively short period in that case. I think that the old terms of service that Sweet shared in terms of the old way that this worked, some of it's the same, which is that, you can delete stuff and that it does terminate in general the license that Linden has, but that things that there are things that survived even under the old rule So I guess the basic concepts may be not the same or not that much different. But, yeah, I don't know. I guess if you really got upset about it, that it seems that you have to get in and delete your stuff. And I'm not sure that's great.
Actually, I have a comment on that.
Yeah.
The deletion of your content from your inventory did not cover other copies on the server.
Well, and Linden, even under the old terms of service that was shared, had a right to keep copies and backups and things that they needed internally for system administrative purposes. But, you know, the fundamental I deleted, it ends my license to Linden. That statement's still, I think, the same. There might be some nuance changes that it's less of a termination now than it would have been then.
I would hesitate to make analogies between Instagram and Second Life, particularly as regards the reliance of creators on the stated intention of SL to respect user rights and to allow them to retain intellectual property rights to that content. Trademarks, finally, she yells.
I think it's a good point that Second Life is a completely different animal from Instagram. I'm just, you know, there aren't a whole lot of legal precedents for this kind of thing. And so, you know, I'm grasping at what I've got. And I'm not sure what she means by trademarks finally, but yeah, we haven't talked about trademarks a whole lot. That's true.
The right to control the use of logos, trademarks, etc. is arguably outside of the scope of the license granted under the TOS.
Yep, I wasn't going to mention it.
So theoretically, a cease and desist could be issued to them and the content demanded to be taken down.
Yep, I wasn't going to mention it.
Trademarked content, that is.
It's been used in commerce, hadn't it? I'm not trying to give Linden Labs any great ideas for the next TOS update.
Trademarks can be considered as anything identifying the source of origin of the goods or services offered in-world. They can't negotiate trademark licenses in one-ended fashion and expect them to be legal, a specific license governing the use is required.
Well, I just wanted to say, you know, the licensing section that we've been talking about has to do with content, which is defined in the terms as a work of authorship, creative work, graphic, image, texture, photo, logo, video, audio, text, and interactive feature. But interestingly, they don't say trademark. I mean, logo sometimes is a trademark and sometimes it's not. They acknowledge that trademark is separate from copyright. So I do think there's an argument to be made, you know, that you probably ought to have a separate licensing understanding about use of marks, because there's a whole different area of law that governs trademark, you know, that's as complicated and intricate as copyright. And that has a big impact on business people that are here, because you know, beyond the copyright issues with your works, you have your business name or, you know, how you market your work, which often implicates trademark rights. You know, so that's an interesting point. I wonder, you know, whether that's a separate way to challenge the ridiculously overly broad statements that have been made from Linden.
Yep. And, you know, the trademarks have been, you know, they're most of the trademarks in Second Life are not federally registered, but that makes them no less valid. And, you know, Linden Lab can say that they're claiming use of logos, but if it's, you know, if they're not actually claiming the mark and they're not actually claiming all of the goodwill attached to the mark, they're not actually licensing the mark. I think they're, I don't think they're actually attaching the trademarks. And I think that protecting a brand's trademark is still a very valid way to protect stuff. I think it's a good option.
A license for trademarks requires instructions regarding placement of the marks and requires a certain level of control that only a trademark owner can impose.
Yep. I completely agree.
Yeah, I mean, you usually would say, you know, you got to follow my guidelines for how to use my mark, and that there's certain colors, and, you know, you can't change the mark around because, you know, your trademark is very specific in terms of how it works. And I don't think that's present in these terms of service. I guess maybe someone from Linden is listening to this broadcast and is busily changing their terms of service now. But yeah, that's kind of a different matter.
See, I didn't want to give any ideas.
But yeah, it's an interesting problem because if you haven't licensed it and they reuse it, there are rights that they have to as anybody would have to reuse people's marks in certain ways. There's certain limitations on your exclusive right to trademark, but it's not very broad where they're trying to have a kind of a very broad right on your user content otherwise. So it's interesting.